We're talking this morning to Andrew Harris, and Andrew is or was a resident member of Riding Lights Theatre Company, a well-known Christian drama group. And Andrew, from 1980 to 83, contributed substantially to their work and over a period of 20 years. So hello, Andrew.
Hello, hello.
Andrew, The Walk and some other things. Tell us about that.
The Walk is a monologue written by my good friend Murray Watts. Murray, who was a founding director of Riding Lights Theatre Company, now lives in Scotland, of course, and best known as the writer of the screenplay of The Miracle Maker. Murray was commissioned to write this piece, The Walk, by Bible Society for their bicentenary in 2002. So it's a 30-minute monologue, which I've been performing on and off since then. And it tells the story of the encounter that William Wilberforce had with John Newton. It was at a defining moment in Wilberforce's career, and it was a catalyst for the start of his campaign to bring about the abolition of the slave trade.
Great, and you're touring the country with this production?
Yes, obviously this year, 07, being the bicentenary of the abolition of the slave trade, it's particularly relevant. And it's a powerful piece. It's only 30 minutes long, but it packs quite a punch. It really raises lots of interesting questions, but tells very, very lucidly, but simply and powerfully, the impact that that one conversation, which actually took place, it's a historical event, when Wilberforce was in the dilemma of wondering what to do with his life and his career, and was seriously thinking of getting ordained. But Newton, very wisely and very courageously, in a way, advised him, no, don't do that. Stay where you are and serve God where you are in the Houses of Parliament and do what you can for him there. And, of course, Wilberforce acted on that advice, and that was, as I say, was the kick-started the campaign to abolish the slave trade, and many, many other things besides, many other good campaigns.
Right, so it would seem that an awful lot hung on this one conversation between Wilberforce and Newton.
It certainly did. I mean, as I say, it actually took place in Newton's house in Hoxton in East London, not far from where I live now. I've been along to try and find it. Of course, the area was heavily damaged during the war, so the original houses are no longer there. But when I was researching the play and the characters, I went along just to sort of see the actual place, try and find the house where this very conversation took place. And it was a critical moment. Wilberforce had been, it was quite a bon vivant and a party goer, and very immensely successful as a politician, was a personal friend of the then Prime Minister, William Pitt. And his career was really taking off. But there was a restlessness within him. He had his early Christian faith had sort of fallen into decline a bit. And then, for various reasons, this restlessness kicked in, and he really decided he wanted to rediscover and reignite his faith, see his faith come alive again. And it was with that to that end that he sought out John Newton, whom he had met as a young lad and who had impressed him enormously with his stories of his conversion. And so this conversation was a defining moment. It really was the turning point for Wilberforce, stopped him from leaving Parliament and encouraged him to stay as a politician and do what he could in God's service there.
Yes, well, I mean, that is very, not only interesting, but very topical, given that we've just come out of Scottish elections and which has raised the profile of Christian engagement in the political realm. And you wouldn't know this, Andrew, I expect, but we had David Oliver here as part of the Care for the Family team. David's challenge to Christians was to find their destiny in the day-to-day life. So that's very, very interesting. So you're touring throughout the UK with this, Andrew?
That's right, yes.
Now, I have a note of your Inverness venue. Is that your sole appearance in the Highlands?
It is the sole appearance with The Walk, yes, on Friday, July the 20th. I will that same evening and at other venues in the Highlands be in conjunction, be performing a similar similarly styled monologue about the life and work of someone fairly well known, certainly well known in America, but John Muir, the Scot who emigrated as a boy to the United States and was known, broadly speaking, over there as the founding father of conservation.
Yes, and I think there is in Scotland a John Muir Trust.
Indeed there is.
Well, that's very, very interesting, Andrew, and we look forward to receiving you, if that's the word, in the Highlands.
Thank you.
And trust that you'll be blessed as you take these messages around the country. So just to refresh, you're due to be in Inverness on Friday the 20th of July at 7:30 p.m.
That's it.
In the, well, what was known as the Inverness YMCA, now known as the Christian Youth Centre, which most people in the area will know. So thank you again, Andrew. Look forward to perhaps getting along in the evening, meeting you and learning more about this pivotal conversation between Newton and the Wilberforce Trust as well. Well, thank you, and God bless you in your work.
Thank you very much.